The next two Sundays feature Broadway by way of soup. Yeah,
that's a good way to do it, actually.
Let's just call it what it is. Jenny Levison, the founder of Super Jenny Cafes, is starring in the musical Falsettos. The cabaret production will also feature Mitchell Anderson, the chef and owner of Metro Fresh. Jenny and Mitchell are here in studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Lois. It's so great to see you outside of the restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Lois is a good regular.
I'm here to tell you. And before the show began, I was telling Jenny that I still recall this touching tribute Mitchell wrote in his memoir / cookbook that came out 2 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, 2 years.
So you're responsible for Mitchell's success as a chef and restaurateur, Jenny.
100%.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to take that on.
So now let's move to the next question, which may seem peculiar. How did these restaurateurs start making musical theater here in Atlanta?
Do you want me to answer that?
I do.
Well, Mitchell and I go way back, but what a lot of people don't know that we were performers in our former lives. Well, they probably know more about Mitchell because he's had quite an illustrious career. I was more of a theater actor most of the time myself. But I started a nonprofit this last year, and one of our ways that we raise money is we've been putting on some live shows. We started this past May with a cabaret at Paris on Ponce here in Atlanta, and then my theater friends and I got together and decided it would be great to do a concert series of Broadway shows in concert, so they're not fully staged, and it would be a great way to start raising funds for our nonprofit.
Okay. Jenny, you correctly pointed out that Mitchell had an illustrious career in acting, quite well known. You have some cred yourself. Tell us. I mean, you actually majored in theater and then acted professionally.
I did. I went to Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, a great school for theater, and did quite a bit. I did some soap opera work. I traveled around doing some regional theater. And, of course, as many actors, I always was in the restaurant business on the side. And I just started to realize that I almost loved the hospitality industry as much as I loved performing, and started to fall into that. And I've lived back in Atlanta for about 20 years. I'm a native, and I still try to do a show or two every year or so.
Jenny and I did a show about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
It was that long ago.
It was a while ago at Actors Express called Next Fall, and she played my best friend on stage.
Was that tough?
Yeah, it took a lot of research.
Talk about method acting. So you went from soap opera to soap opera.
That's right.
I like that. That'd be a good T-shirt.
Copyright. Mitchell, for listeners who may not be familiar, fill us in on your background in acting.
I was an actor for almost 20 years, 100%. And in my case, I didn't have a restaurant job while I was acting because I was fortunate enough to actually book enough work that I could make a living. But most people know me from Doogie Howser and Party of Five. Some people know that I played Richard Carpenter in the Karen Carpenter story. And a lot of people know that I was the first one eaten in Jaws, The Revenge. Because they play it all the time.
There is a claim to fame.
There you go.
And so you each of you, I mean, you have not given up your acting chops, but food is your focus.
You know, it's interesting. Like Jenny, when I went to apprentice with Super Jenny, I fell in love with the idea that food can be communication in much the same way as the theater and performing. And what she taught me was this great approach to not only the food, but how to create a world inside the restaurant. And that is invaluable. And I really think that it passes along this great opportunity for community. And as you said in your opening, that's what Atlanta is all about. Mm-hmm. And I think yes. that Jenny's four restaurants and my one restaurant are just, you know, five examples of what we can do as a community.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, tell us about why you chose Falsettos.
I think I chose Falsettos. It is one of my favorite stories, but not very well known to the public.
Yeah, so, would you fill us in on the story?
It's a story about a family and how there's all different kinds of family. You can pitch in, Mitchell, if you think I'm not doing it justice. But, you know, it's a story of a couple that has a child that's it's also a Jewish family, and the child is bar mitzvah age. And I don't want to give it away, but, you know, a wrench is thrown into their family situation and how they deal with it. But in the end, you know, how families come together.
So it starts in 1979. The first act is 1979, and the second act is mid-80s. And as we all know, there was a horrible, tragic crisis in the health community in the mid-80s. So that, and also without giving too much away, but it's a beautiful story about how when families go through crises, they come together. Because love wins out.
Right. And what I love about this is that it's funny, it's touching, it has a little bit of everything in it.
So we did a run through the other night, and I have this big song at the end, and it really needs to be very well sung. And I realize it's very difficult to sing when you really want to cry. So I've got to learn how to do that in the next few days and be able to. But it's really beautiful. It's touching. And as Jenny said, there are some very good, funny moments. And it's a will be a worthwhile Sunday afternoon.
We have two clips from the show. Which would you like to hear first? The baseball game or a day in Falsetto Land?
Baseball?
Baseball game. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Proud of you. We're sitting and watching Jason play baseball. We're watching Jason play baseball. We're watching Jewish boys who cannot play baseball play baseball. We're watching Jewish boys who cannot play baseball play.
I hate baseball. I really do. Unlike the rest of you, I hate baseball.
We really wish he'd take this more seriously.
It's weird how he swings the bat.
It's weird how he swings the bat. Oh. And why does he have to throw like that?
We're sitting and watching Jason make errors, the most pathetical errors. We're watching Jewish boys.
Okay, I think Hank Greenberg and Sandy Koufax would take issue with that, but we get
well.
The
as
gist.
A matter of fact, the very next line of the show is about Hank Greenberg.
And see,
Sandy Koufax.
I love that we're both sitting here mouthing the lyrics because we have to know this music by Sunday.
Well, this is a cabaret presentation. You talked yes. about the previous show at Paris en Ponce.
Yes.
How does the cabaret presentation differ from a full-on Broadway production?
Well, it's in concert style, so we will have our music in front of us to refer to. We have music stands. There's very little movement, and the story is really told through the singing.
That's and we have a really lovely four-piece band. We rehearsed with them on Sunday, and they're awesome. So it will be a rich and full experience, and you'll just, you know, get this great music and amazing story.
The proceeds benefit the Zadie Project.
Yes.
Jenny, could you tell us some of the work you've done with getting food to kids and families in need?
Sure. The Zadie Project was just really formed this past October, and we started delivering soups in December. What it is, it's sort of our efforts to, we've paired with after-school programs in Title I schools or other after-school programs where kids are in school, families are working, so they're not all necessarily homeless, but they're still having trouble making their bills and feeding their families. Mm-hmm. So we grow, cook, and deliver soups to these families through after-school programs.
You grow them.
Yeah, this is the amazing thing about Super Jenny. And I say this every time we're interviewed. She has four restaurants, and somehow she finds time to produce a show and create a nonprofit and plant a farm outside her West Side location.
Well, let's be fair. I'm definitely not the farmer. We have a full-time farmer, but we have a slightly under an acre at one of our locations, and we have started farming, and we plan to. We've already had a season of growing, so we use that food in the soups that we're donating, and then the next phase will be sort of a whole educational program to bring kids and families to our farm or to travel in our new spiffy red school bus to visit them and teach them about nutrition and farming and how really easy it is to grow your own food.
Easy for you to make it scrumptious. Zadie means grandfather.
Yes.
Is there a story?
Well, here? Since I'm a nice Jewish Atlanta girl, I really picked that name because Zadie is Yiddish for grandfather. My father is a Zadie in our family, and he really was my inspiration for cooking. He gave me my very first recipe, my dad's turkey chili, and it's just sort of my ode to all that he has taught me.
And Mitchell, wait, there's a pun. Michili.
Oh, right? Yeah, right.
Michili is a daily feature at Metro Fest. Right.
We've got our competing chilies.
We
now.
Do. Dueling chilies.
May all the weapons be chili.
Yes.
Exactly. If that's all they were.
I think it's fair to say that you put the super in Super Jenny. And I just wonder if there is more that could be done, you know, in terms of showcasing your talent, both in the theatrical realm and the musical realm, along with the restaurants. Do you think there might be a time when you'd put on shows in your spaces?
Well, we have at Metrofresh, we've had a few what I call special Sunday nights, and I wanted to do them once every quarter, but we've had an opera night where we serve incredible Northern Italian food, you know, full service, beautiful restaurant. We put Czech tablecloths and Chianti bottles with candles on them, and that was an amazing night. And then we did a Rat Pack night where my staff, who is also incredibly talented, we sang, you know, Frank Sinatra and Rat Pack, and did a menu that was inspired by the Flamingo Hotel in the 1950s. And those kinds of things are great for our staff because it's a different, out of the ordinary thing. It's also great for our customer base because they enjoy, you know, coming for a different kind of night. And, you know, Super Jenny mm-hmm. does these cabarets with her staff and has for many, many years.
Yeah.
So
we have extension.
I think because we both have show business backgrounds and we both love performing, and we, you know, we look for those times when we can, you know, afford the extra time and, you know, figure out a way how we can bring our past into the present.
And food is show business.
I mean, 100%. Yes.
It's presentation.
Absolutely.
It engages the senses.
Yes. And also, it's the communication. It's the bring people around a table and allow them the opportunity to talk. And there's a sign at the Super Jenny in Buckhead, I'm sure at all your stores, that mm-hmm. says, you know, turn off your cell phones for a minute.
Yes.
We don't do that in Midtown. We get in trouble. But
of course. Jenny Levison is the owner of Super Jenny, and Mitchell Anderson is the owner of Metro Fresh. Multi-talented people. They perform falsettos the next two Sundays at 3 p.m. at the Atlanta History Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tickets
Thank
are available
you.
At
SuperJennyATL.com.
There you go. Thank you.